This portion of the book of Joshua begins the story of the dividing of the land among the tribes. Although the land was not at this time completely conquered, it was at rest from war. And the armies were drawn out of the field, and there was a general rendezvous at Gilgal. And there they began to divide the land. Now, the finishing of this job of dividing the land was done at Shiloh. And this is shown in chapter 18. In this chapter, we have the lot of the tribe of Judah, and he proceeds by describing the boundaries of this lot, beginning with the first verse and going through the 12th verse. So we'd like to just begin reading now and read these first 12 verses describing the boundaries of Judah, and then we'll have some discussion about it. Begin with verse 1 of Joshua chapter 15. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward, and it went out to the south side to Maliakibim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass at Karka. From thence it passed towards Asmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This should be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan, and their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan, and the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Now in verse 7, and the border went up towards Debir, from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is, before the going up to Adummim, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of Eshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, unto the south side of the Jebusite. The same is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom, westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants, northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nepota, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border was drawn to Bala, which is Kirjath-Jearim, and the border compassed from Bala westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Chesalon, on the north side, and went down to Beth-Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out under the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Bala, and went out to Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about according to their families. When Reuben forfeited his birthright, then Judah and Joseph were the two sons of Jacob to take his place. Judah was honored in that it was the tribe from which the rulers would come, and Joseph was honored in that his tribe had the double portion. That is, Ephraim and Manasseh were his sons, and they both had tribes. So we see then that these two tribes were first seated, Judah in the southern part of the land of Canaan, and Joseph in the northern part. So the other seven tribes seem to be more subservient to these two tribes, and the other seven tribes had boundaries in it attached to these two. The lots of Benjamin, Simeon, and Dan were attached to Judah, and those of Issachar and Zebulun, Naphtali, and Asher to Joseph. Now it seems that these two were first set up to be provided for before there was a very accurate survey of the land, as we find afterwards in chapter 18, verse 9. and it is probable that the most considerable parts of the northern and southern countries, and those that lay nearest to Gilgal, and which the people were best acquainted with, were the first two portions to be divided. And the lots were cast first to satisfy these two principal tribes, Ephraim being the tribe of Joshua, and Judah being the tribe of Caleb. So after the lot was cast, the southern country, of which we have an account given in this chapter, fell to Judah, and the northern territory, of which we have an account in the two following chapters, were given to Joseph. And when this was done, there was a more equal dividend, either in quantity or quality, of the remainder given among the other seven tribes. And this probably was intended in the general rule which we have given concerning this partition in Numbers 33, verse 54, in which he says, "And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more ye shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer ye shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth, according to the tribes of your fathers ye shall inherit." And notice in verse 55 he goes ahead and says, "But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them." So we see here then that the two most numerous tribes, Judah and Joseph, were to be given the two greater portions, and then the rest should be given the less portions. And the dividing of the land to Judah and the sons of Joseph was done at Gilgal, and the dividing among the other tribes was done at Shiloh. So we have here the boundaries of this tribe of Judah, and he says in the first verse, "This is then the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families," implying very strongly that once the general territory was given out, that then it was subdivided, and each family was assigned its inheritance, and then from each family, each household was given an inheritance. And this was probably taken care of by Joshua and Eliezer, so that we have then the supreme authority of the land doing this subdividing so as not to cause hard feelings or disagreements if lesser authorities had been allowed to do this. The borders of this tribe seem to be fixed in a more general sense, because later we see that there are some alterations made of these borders to make provisions for the lots of Simeon and Dan. On the eastern border was the Salt Sea. Now, this Salt Sea is a very interesting sea. It is about 50 miles long and varies in width up to a width as wide as 10 miles. This Salt Sea is the terminal point of the Jordan River. It doesn't have any outlet. It lies about 1,200 feet below sea level. So all the water that goes into this sea evaporates. And of course, because of that, then all of the minerals that come out of the Jordan River are left to lie in this Salt Sea, and they accumulate more and more every year. That's the reason that it's given the name of Salt Sea. Now, this is also called the Dead Sea because of this high mineral content. It is not able to maintain the same kind of life that other seas can maintain. And some of the old scholars even state that the reason that this sea has more salt and is called the Dead Sea is because of the effects of that fire and brimstone with which Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed in Abraham's time, whose ruins lie buried in the bottom of this dead water. It was in this area where the Jordan River connects into the Dead Sea that was called the Wilderness of Judea. This is where John the Baptist did his teaching, and where the cities emptied out to come out into the wilderness to hear John preach, and also where he did his baptizing there in the Jordan River. The southern border was the same as that of the land of Canaan in general, and we can see this by comparing verses 1 through 4 of this chapter with Numbers 34, verses 3 through 5. So that this powerful and warlike tribe of Judah guarded the frontiers of the whole land. And this south side in particular, which lay toward their old sworn enemies, the Edomites. Although the father of the Edomites, Esau, was the twin brother of the father of Judah, Jacob, the Edomites were the sworn enemies of the Israelites, and in particular then, of the tribe of Judah, which lay on their border. The northern border of the tribe of Judah divided it from the lot of Benjamin. Now, as we read about this northern border, we read in verse 6 about the stone of Bohan, a Reubenite. And this is thought to be the burial place of one of the Reubenite commanding officers who came over and assisted in the battle to help conquer the land. We don't know exactly what it is, but it's probably has some significance of that nature. It is possible that he died at the camp at Gilgal and was buried not far off under this very stone. He also, in talking about the northern border, speaks of the valley of Achor in verse 7, which valley lies upon this border. And no doubt he mentions the valley of Achor to remind the men of Judah of the trouble which Achan, one of their tribe, gave to the congregation of Israel, so that they might not have a tendency to think more highly of themselves than they ought. This northern line also touched closely upon Jerusalem, as we read in verse 8. It came so close to Jerusalem as to include in the lot of this tribe Mount Zion and Mount Moriah, though the greater part of the city of Jerusalem would lay in the lot of Benjamin. The western border went near to the Great Sea at first, according to verse 12. And this western border was mostly involved with the coast of the Mediterranean Sea at first, but afterwards we find that the lot of the tribe of Dan took off a good part of Judah's lot on that side. So we see that the distribution of the lot at this time was primarily for the purpose to only determine between what would be Judah's and what would be Joseph's, which should have the north and which should have the south. And as we see, Judah was on the south, and to not immovably fix the border of either, so that these borders were somewhat flexible as we see the inheritance of the other tribes being given out. Now we see from this chapter then that Judah's inheritance had its boundaries determined. And though it was a powerful warlike tribe, and though it had a great interest in the other tribes, they would not be left to their own choice to enlarge their possessions at pleasure, but they must live so that their neighbors might also live by them. So this initial distribution of the lot to the tribe of Judah was of a more of a general nature, with an idea of placing the other tribes around it, those of Dan, Benjamin, and Simeon. And we're going to see later that Simeon was given the territory to the south, and because Simeon was a tribe that was in some disfavor, because Jacob had placed that tribe under some disgrace, we don't really ever have the borders of it specified. We only have the cities that they would occupy. So it seems then that this tribe really would dwell within the boundaries of what originally was the tribe of Judah, and Judah would still be the predominating force on these territorial boundaries that did face the enemies of the nation. As we reflect on this lot then that is distributed to the tribe of Judah, we see what a very wonderful territory they did have. What a very powerful and significant tribe this tribe of Judah was. It was the one from which the rulers would come. And we think very clearly then of David being from this tribe, and of then his descendant, our Savior, Jesus Christ, also coming from this tribe. This was the predominant tribe of the southern kingdom, and it continued to exist for about 125 years after the northern kingdom was taken into captivity. This tribe did the most towards maintaining the true worship of God and the order of worship in the temple and the function of the priesthood. The nation of Judea received its name from this tribe, and the people that we know today as Jews received their name also from this tribe. So this is a very significant allotment then to be handed out to give out the boundaries of the tribe of Judah. Well, our time has run out at this time, so we'll close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.